Nearly 3 million Californians smoke tobacco. That number was twice as high in the 1980s when the state first started fighting consumption through its comprehensive tobacco control program. This November, a proposition will let voters decide if the state should take yet another step by raising taxes on all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, by $2. KLW's Jürgen Klemm reports.
You light a cigarette. You breathe in the thick, warm smoke. You relax. That's 5 minutes of tranquility. That's also up to 20 milligrams of nicotine and tar and carbon monoxide and 7,000 other chemicals. The experience right now costs about 30 cents per cigarette, but that'll go up to 40 cents per smoke if Prop 56 passes. The tobacco tax on the ballot is the latest step in trying to stop Californians from smoking. Back in 1995, the state made it illegal to smoke indoors. Now, if you're looking for a smoker, this is where you find them, outside. I meet Brandon Scott in San Francisco's financial district. He's been smoking since he was a teenager. Once or twice a year, he thinks about quitting, but money has never been the argument.
I spend about $30 a month. I roll my own cigarettes. It's cheaper that way.
Would the tobacco tax be something that would make you consider quitting?
I don't think so. Standard taxes go a few bucks here or there. If you were to make it a $20 per pack tax, I would probably consider that a little bit more, but not generally speaking.
Right now, the federal government charges a tax of $1.01 per pack of cigarettes. The state of California charges an additional tax of 87 cents per pack. That's one of the lowest tobacco taxes in the country. If the proposition passes, an average pack would cost $7.50 instead of the $5.50 it costs today. Mark Hinkle is president of the Silicon Valley Taxpayers Association. He thinks the state should not try to make money on the habits of smokers.
And part of the reason I think why they're seeking this tax increase is because California and Utah are the two states that have the lowest percentage of the population that smoke.
Which is true. Only 12% of adult Californians smoke. However, California is also the state with the highest number of smokers because it's by far the most populous state in the nation.
The previous taxes that have been imposed on cigarettes, the revenue is declining. So in order to maintain the bureaucracy, they've come back with a $1.3 billion tax increase.
I'll help with that math. It means roughly 650 million packs of tobacco products are sold in California each year. Tobacco companies don't want those numbers to drop, so they've put more than $56 million into the No campaign. The Yes side has spent $21 million.
It probably will be approved. I mean, the vast majority of people in California don't smoke. They're not going to pay the tax. They're going to force the people who are poor, the immigrants, and people who can't afford this tax. They're going to force them to pay the tax.
The No side says Prop 56 is flawed because only 13% of the funds raised will go towards programs to stop smoking.
So that is an absolute lie by the tobacco industry that has spent billions of dollars of marketing and advertising over the decades to lie to the public about their products.
Assemblymember David Chu from San Francisco supports Prop 56.
Money that's raised from this initiative is going to go directly to public health programs that support our lowest income Californians to give them access to health care.
In fact, the vast majority of money raised from Prop 56 would go towards creating a healthcare fund to help with tobacco-related diseases.
On Taraval Street in San Francisco's outer Sunset District, about a dozen stores sell cigarettes. Most of the shop owners don't believe that proposed tax will affect their tobacco sales. Then again, one of them told me he stopped selling smokes because there are too many regulations.
Would you like a bag?
At a store called Linda's Liquor, I meet Maria Caprellian, who says she's tired of tax hikes.
I think it's ridiculous. They've almost every year they've been raising it.
I know my, you know, smokers, they're just going to shop around to see who offers the cheapest pack of cigarettes and they'll still buy it.
Caprillon says she doesn't believe they will quit and she won't quit.
I'm a smoker and cigarettes have gone up in the last few years. I still buy and smoke. Well, addiction is an addiction, so it doesn't matter how much they raise it. They're still addicted, and they're going to buy it regardless. It's not going to stop them from buying it.
It may not make current smokers stop smoking.
Again, Assemblyman David Chu.
But it will convince a lot of young people today, tomorrow, years from now, to not smoke and to not start smoking. And we do hope on the margins that there will be some folks that will decide not to smoke because of this. But if they choose to smoke, if you choose to smoke, that's up to you.
A study by the National Bureau of Economic Research found that doubling a tobacco tax could reduce the number of smokers by 5%. It's tough to quit. Should California make addicts pay in order to prevent others from falling victim to this addiction? That is a difficult question. And it's at the heart of Proposition 56. In San Francisco, I'm Jürgen Glemm for Cross Currents.